Hey there, welcome to episode 14 of Hike Your Own Hike. It's a beautiful Saturday afternoon, and spent some time over on the west side of Grand Rapids today participating in the west side cleanup. It was pretty awesome, put on by the neighborhood associations and a lot of sponsors, but a lot of people came together. They gave us gloves, they gave us bags, and then afterwards they lured us all down there because they're going to give us free food and beer afterwards and have some bands. And it was really cool. So it's nice to watch the West Side changing and getting better and better as people focus on it. West Side's always been very proud, but unfortunately that pride hasn't translated into keeping everything all nice and looking great, but it's happening. And it's cool to see progress and see everybody come together. Really, really cool. So anyway, as I'm out here walking in the beautiful sunshine today, I've been thinking a lot about happiness, and in particular, the quest for happiness. It's funny, the last episode I talked about, you know, when you feel like you need to get out and seek peace, and Brian Vincent made a comment about, you know, if you're actually seeking peace, you can't find it, because it means you're in search of it. And that makes a lot of sense, and I think it really applies kind of the same way with happiness, right? And when you think about a lot of the things that we do, or at least when I think about it, you know, I used to think, I'm going to be happy when I make X amount of money, or I'm going to be happy if, you know, when I get to go to this basketball game, or you know, maybe if I listen to music right now, I'll be happy, or whatever it happens to be. But, you know, we're always looking outside for happiness and always looking for the right perfect circumstances to be able to create happiness. And I don't know about you, but that never happens. There's, you know, circumstances cannot be right to create happiness inside of us. We have to be able to identify happiness within our own selves, and that's really where it exists. So I think a lot of the time, you know, we compare our situations with other people's situations. And I know I used to do that a lot when I was young. I thought, you know, happiness was watching that whenever I'd see that guy get in his BMW in his nice suit and he had a smile on his face. It was always my conclusion that that was going to be happy. And as soon as I was able to have that BMW, or as soon as I was able to have that money, then I would be happy. And then, you know, I was fortunate enough to make a little bit of money, not a lot, but a little bit. And I thought, wow, where's the happiness? And it's just really, really kind of a cruel game. but you know, and I think I see a lot of people that do that. They're always, you know, they'll go on a trip, and when they get done with that trip, they always have to look at what the next trip is. Or when they go and they buy a new car, then the next thing you know, they're looking to buy a watch or buy this or go on a, you know, whatever it happens to be. But I think a lot of the times we get on this quest and we're always trying to fill this happiness hole, and it just doesn't happen. Well, so if we're going to have to find happiness within ourselves, or at least this is what I found, then we have to be able to spend some time getting to know ourselves. And we're not really good at doing that either, you know. Think about the time that you're at the restaurant waiting for someone to come, and how often you just sit there and, you know, just relax and look around and enjoy yourself. Or are you looking for the TV so you can keep your attention? Or more likely than not, probably almost 100% of the time, you're grabbing your phone and you're looking through Facebook, or you're looking at your emails, or sending someone a text. It's as if, you know, we can't even have 2 seconds where we just sit there and we don't do anything else. And believe me, I am not like saying that I've found the answer to this, because the only reason I'm familiar with it is because I do those exact same things all the time. And it drives me crazy sometimes when I, you know, as I sit here objectively looking back and realizing that I do it, but then trying to figure out why. And I think it's because we're not necessarily comfortable. The minute that we're sitting there by ourselves and our imaginations get to work, or those thoughts start to pop into our head, that's when that negative chatter happens, or that's when those negative voices in our head start to go. So we immediately want to distract ourselves and grab that phone or look at that TV or take another drink or smoke some weed or whatever it happens to be. We want to redirect ourselves somewhere else. And as I started hiking and going on backpacking trips, and particularly when I'd go hiking by myself or go even on an overnight backpacking trip, when I first did it, I would sit there and like come to this realization after being out in the woods for maybe 18 to 24 hours that I could hear stuff and I could hear nature and I was noticing things that were happening around me. And then I realized that the only thing that had changed was that the chatter and the back and forth, you know, the matrix like I was talking about before, all of the craziness of life, I was allowing to interfere and mute out that time with myself. So those distractions just continued to go. If there was something I was stressed about, I would obsess about it or whatever it happened to be. But when I got to that moment where everything cleared out and I could actually be present and notice what was going on around me, it felt so good. But there was a long time, and that takes a lot of practice to even be able to get to the point to do that, because we have to exercise. And just like when you meet somebody new and you're having a new relationship, it takes time to get to know that person. It takes time to understand their likes, their dislikes, what they'll tolerate, all of those different things. And it's the same way with ourselves. And, you know, that's weird to think about because we're with ourselves all the time. But are we really with ourselves all the time? I mean, we're always looking to distract ourselves almost the second we find ourselves alone. And it's real, or at least I do. Maybe not everybody's that way, but I would have to guess that if you're listening to this, there's probably a chance that you may have found yourself in that same position. So, but once we finally, I think if we practice and practice, and I'm still trying to do it myself, but after, it seems like the more time I spend with myself, the quicker that chatter shuts down, the more I'm able to be in the moment and notice things. And it starts to last just a little bit longer and a little bit longer as I practice and kind of flex those silence muscles or those meditation muscles or whatever it happens to be. But as that starts to happen, and as I really start to, you know, pay attention to what I think about certain things or what I think about certain people, or just why I react the way I do towards certain things, even if I'm, you know, losing the control of my temper or losing control of my emotion or whatever it happens to be, just noticing when it happens and then being able to just sit there and examine that and realize, you know, not necessarily judge myself for it, but understand that, you know, why I do that, and that's kind of who I am. And when I finally, the more comfortable I am with who I am, and the more I allow myself to just be me without that pressure, that social pressure, without the fear of judgment, the more I actually find myself being happy and having a smile on my face, and the less I find myself judging myself, because I've already judged myself. I've taken the time. I've relaxed. I've been introspective. I've thought about who I am. I've examined why I feel the way about certain things. And I think, so anyway, just a long rambling, and I hope you at least found some value in it, but happiness is not something we're going to find outside of us. We're not going to arrive at some perfect set of circumstances and then all of a sudden be happy. We have to get to know ourselves. We have to tell ourselves the truth about ourselves. And I think the more comfortable we can become with who we are, and the more we look inside, the more likely we're going to be able to find that happiness. So anyway, I had no idea that I was going to go in that direction. But yeah, it's kind of fun to think about this stuff, and really fun to get it out. So anyway, that's it. I look forward to talking to you on the next episode of Hike Your Own Hike. See ya. Bye.